Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tom Filer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Deion James. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gantner is hit by the pitch. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. The umpire calls a balk on Candiotti. Surhoff moves to second. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Surhoff moves to third. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Spears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Felder moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. O'Brien takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Brien moves to second. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gantner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman bunts towards the mound. Filer fields it and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to second. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Brown reaches second base with a double. Allenson scores. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. Deion James is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Felder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona moves to third. Felder moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona scores. Felder moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felder scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg's is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragg's hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-0 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Filer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clark moves to third. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Furman moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Surhoff steals third. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Felder is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Felder hits a line drive towards first. O'Brien catches it and throws to third to double up Surhoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Filer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Spears strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allenson strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Candiotti. Braggs moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Braggs moves to third. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Braggs scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Felder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Felder hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive towards short. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo pinch runs for Pete O'Brien. Albert Bell pinch hits for Dave Clark. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinzo moves to third. Brad Kaminsk pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Brad Kaminsk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kaminsk hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinzo tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 4, Indians, 4. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Brad Kaminsk now playing center field. Joel Skinner now catching. Deion James now playing first base. Joe Carter now playing left field. Doug John Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Braggs bunts and there's an error on the play. Gantner moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock is 0-for-4 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Braggs moves to second. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Braggs moves to third. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. James is 0-for-4 in the game. James hits a fly ball into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.